This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to take some of your phone calls, interspersed with a bunch of medical and economic news. I haven't gotten to HSBC warns, the global economy hits a titanic problem. I'll hit that at least. We're taking your calls today. Luke in Arizona.
Luke, I am your father. Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father. This is CNN.
Actually, it's not. It's InfoWars.
This is InfoWars.
Go ahead, Luke. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. I had a theory about Jade Helm that I just wanted to share, and it's one of these things that kind of gives an explanation and sort of gives an overarching idea of what's going on and maybe just a solution also. I think a lot of Jade Helm, especially in the stuff that's ramping up right now in America, is because, and I know this is going to sound a little weird, but it's because of, for instance, things like the SDR and the IMF. We've always known that they want this kind of one world currency and that they were kind of batting it back and forth as to how much it was going to be backed up by gold. But in order to back something up by gold, you also have to have not only the gold, but you have to be in control of the gold supply. So China basically was in control of Africa. That's pretty much the largest gold supplier there was. They obviously had infiltrated the entire area. And then the next thing we know, AFRICOM wants to come in and take over. What's the best way to...
Well, there's no doubt that's what that's all about. But look, dictators love to hyperinflate currencies, buy everything up when it still has value, then flee the country after it collapses, and watch the country basically sink into despotism and total tyranny from afar. The globalists are hyperinflating worldwide, and then out of that implosion, they will bring in the new SDR global government. That's all been announced. Barry Goldwater exposed that in the 70s. I mean, so we're now, though, maneuvered to the edge of the abyss. And they're going to hit us with forced inoculations, forced GMO, open borders, global treaties ordering we let third world populations in. That's being announced. I mean, it's on. But, I mean, you're right. It's all about any totalitarian, despotic oligarchy wants paramilitary on the streets. I mean, it's just, it goes like a horse and carriage together, or like a Hitler mustache on Hitler. Or an Easter bunny with pink eggs. I mean, it just goes together. I'll throw an Easter bunny into it. I mean, that's how it is. So just drink some glyphosate. Obama loves you. Good points, Luke. Anthony, anything to say to what he just said?
Well, you know, people survive fairly regularly from drinking glyphosate. I think empires survive fairly regularly from a military takeover, as in they don't. And I think ultimately they're counting on less than 5% of the public to actually do something about it. With all of the things they do, not just Jade Helm, but forcing all these things on us on a daily basis and the training exercises, everything that...
I remember, and my dad was a smart guy, he's here, but I mean, he still believed in America and the system had been taken over. I remember being a kid with him spraying weed killer when Roundup and Kerma come out in the early 80s. He always told me how pesticide was dangerous, and he thought it hurt his dad. Cooper Tox was really just like a cyanide thing you put in the back of cows. It took care of the flies, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Dad, he goes, oh, they say you can even get this on your skin. You can even drink this. I remember my dad repeating their propaganda.
Oh, they say a lot of things, too. Remember DDT? That was totally, totally safe. Or RBGH, the recombinant bovine growth hormone, which was made from clone genetically modified.
Which hits women's genetics more. That's why you'll have like a 5'5" woman and a 5'9" dad. They got like a 6'3" daughters.
Yeah. And the pesticides hit men. That's what causes aggressive prostate cancer. So It's so insane, as you were saying earlier, that people can't handle it in their brains. And I was talking to someone the other day, and they told me, they said, look, I don't think that's happening. I said, why don't you think that's happening? Why don't you think that these things are actually dangerous to us? They said, because no one has the capacity to do that. They can't think in those ways. They no one is sitting up there thinking about all the ways to hurt us.
But really, I mean, in the 50s, the Joker was always obsessed with binary weapons where he'd sell cosmetics, and when you put the two on, that's what killed you. But they could never find out what was killing him because they would test them individually. So comic book writers knew about this. Stan Lee, I guess, knew about this. But not them.
So many icons know about this and put in all of their works. Just like the latest Captain America. That was basically a one of your episodes, one of your Alex Jones show transcripts put into a movie.
Talking about Winter Soldier?
Yep.
Well, we now know from Hollywood, actually, that the show did influence it. That was an excellent film. The new Avengers is unwatchable. I mean, my God, it's the worst movie ever made.
The values of our founding fathers are central to the GCN network. In honor of Patriots Day and as a gift from us, receive a free e-copy of the inspired book, Forever 1776, written by Daniel Brigman and Kevin Smith. Visit GCNlive.com right now. Click on the American flag and teach your children what's been missing from public education. Sign up today at GCNlive.com. America's hope lies in its revolutionary past. GCNlive.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you for staying with us. I want to go back to Smith, Lauren, and Brandon. I'll try to get to Alex, but I need to hit a few of these news items I mentioned. Anthony, I got you in here 30 minutes ago. We haven't gotten to all these news articles yet. Hit some of those, and then I briefly want to talk about Prostagard. This is undoubtedly the best prostate formula out there. I don't know why people didn't soup theirs up or add everything into it that's known to help. And it just does so much amazing things. My doctor, again, over a year ago when I turned 41, or 40 now, I'm over 41, said you really ought to be on one of these natural prostate things that are out there. And I just said to Anthony, I said, why don't we develop with our researchers and doctors and people something that's even better? So what I was paying was over $40 with tax for something that's not even as good. InfoWarsLife.com. In fact, let's plug this right now. With all the stuff bombarding us, there are natural compounds, we don't really know why, that are known to counteract a lot of this. And if you're not on nascent iodine that they don't want you to have, if you're not on the different quality prostate guards that are out there, ours is the best, if you're not getting purified water, if you're not doing some of the things to mitigate, well, okay. Then I guess you just want to die. InfoWarsLife.com. It's very popular. We got 5,000 bottles of this produced. And at current sales rates, it'll be gone by next week. But we're going to be able to produce this pretty quickly. We want to be able to produce enough of everything to always have it. But we never know what's going to be a hit. What is it going to be a hit? but we try to bring you things that we're really proud of and that will face scrutiny by enemy operations that test our stuff, government operations and others, going over us with a fine-tooth comb. I give you my word, this is the best deal you're going to find anywhere on a prostate guard. That's why it's called Prostate Guard, InfoWarsLife.com. Briefly, Anthony, tell folks about this.
I'll tell you why I'm really happy about it. Because we looked at, hey, the American Indians were using some of these ingredients like lycopene-based derivatives or sulpalmetto, right? So they were using this countless centuries ago to the point where they were saying they already had issues with the reproductive health, right?
Why are you being racist?
And they were taking this, I'm being racist. Now, look what we're up against. Deadly pesticides linked to increased prostate cancer risk. Researchers have begun examining the link between pesticide exposure and the development of prostate cancer, with scientists documenting increased prevalence of prostate cancer among older men exposed to certain pesticides. Now, what's funny here...
You mean pesticides might hurt you? That sounds like a conspiracy theory.
And what's funny, and we have this over and over again, and that's, what's funny, though, is the research about junk food causing aggressive prostate cancer, like soda. That has to do with the pesticide content. Everyone is getting exposed to pesticides. If you go outside, you're getting exposed to pesticides.
Why does soda pop, to using Yank term, why does it have so much pesticide in it?
Well, because whatever is as cheap as possible to make, these multinational conglomerates will do. So if it saves 5 cents to use the crappiest junk made from China and grown from China.
Well, the high fructose corn syrup, yes, the corn takes poison out of the soil.
Yeah, and not to mention it's genetically modified and filled with mercury from the...
They're spraying it with glyphosate.
Yeah, they spray it, they douse it with glyphosate, just douse it with Roundup over and over and over again so that nothing happens to the crop. So it's cheaper. It's cheaper to produce when you douse it with all this garbage, and then you're going to mill it up and you're going to put it in the soda. And then the actual... What's funny is they have preservatives which are basically pesticides themselves because they also need to preserve the soda content in the huge batch systems, and they also don't want to get sued because they don't want to have any type of growth in there. They don't want to have any type of foreign...
That's right. It's harder to be organic. It's harder to have quality. But, I mean, even leading competitors in nutraceuticals that have pretty clean stuff, but it'll have, like, one ingredient at a level we know is costing them $2 a bottle, and then we just go, well, we'll just put $9 of stuff in there and sell it for $19 and change the whole industry. I just don't get... Like, why don't they, people just, we're like light years better than almost everybody, is what I'm saying. We are just so good at InfoWarsLife.com. It's sickening.
And just think about when we talked to one of those executives that came on the show, actually, Breckler, our good friend there. He came in and told us about manufacturers that were sweeping herbs off the ground from the conveyor belts and dumping them back on to put into the supplement capsules. We don't do anything like that. And secondarily, he was telling us about these companies, and I already know about this. We've talked about this time and time again, some that you would know if I said, which I'm not going to. They cost 13 cents sometimes a bottle for the actual content. The bottle and stuff costs a little bit more, but 13
I know, and I thought, because that's a top brand, I was like, I want to do what they've done. They, people say they're the best. And we went and researched. We're like, we had it tested. We're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We're not touching that. I mean, our margins...
By the way, we're not just saying this. Because even crap. Herbs are so powerful that even cruddy brands are better than nothing. I mean, no one would put out pure iodine like us. And just no one still does. They just don't care because it's expensive.
Yeah, and that's also...
I mean, why? Why not put out the best? Just as a free market capitalist, if I had a car, I'd want to have it at the most... Henry Ford. The most affordable price... That makes me a good profit, that destroys my competition, that's quality, because I want to dominate the market. But nowadays, it's all about, just from a sinister view.
Yeah.
Also, just want to have high quality, want to be a good guy and survive attacks. But it just makes sense to do the right thing, Anthony.
It does. And then that's why these stores that contact us, the brick and mortar stores, hey, we want to carry your stuff. Okay, great. Here's what we get it for. Here's what you can sell it for. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You need to jack your prices up by about 3 to 4 times, and then we can do that. They think that we're not selling it high enough.
Because yeah, we're like this $19.95 bottle is $9 a bottle. This $30-something bottle is $16 a bottle. This $130 bottle is like $60 a bottle. And they're like, well, you need a 3 or 4 time markup.
Yeah.
And then we're like, listen, we'll split the profit with you, put it in your store. We'll make $5. You'll make... No.
They told us...
No. You need to go up and get stuff for $40.
Huh? They told us we need to sell Prostaguard for at least $40. That's what I was told from one of the leading labs working on this.
I know. $19.95.
Yep. And all... It's
true. But we still make a big profit to fund the operation.
Yeah.
And then everybody's going to come to us. They just don't get it, man. I tell you, sometimes I don't think I'm that smart, but compared to the general public, even corporate people, Breckler's super smart. But a lot of these other people, they're not smart, man.
Well, they think that if they
screw... They think screwing someone gets them ahead.
Yep. And then what happens is people understand that, and they're not going to buy...
People want to know why all the Hollywood folks and all the generals, all these famous people love me, because they've been watching me for 20 years. They know I'm for real. I don't screw people over. I don't release info on people. I treat people like I want to be treated. Golden rule, baby. I mean, I don't know how why folks don't get that.
You know, I think it all comes down to motivation, because obviously we want to have the financial support to do what we're doing and continue to make a difference in all these things. But at the same time, we want to actually give quality products, because we understand, even if we were bad, right, we understand, hey, maybe we should make something that's not junk, right? But these companies, they make junk and then they jack up the prices and they sell you garbage and they expect you to keep coming back when that's just not going to happen.
Well, it's the Walmart view. Like, I mean, I don't know how many times I did this until I won't do it. My kids would want a toy at I didn't really go to Walmart, but say Target or even some smaller store. It would break before you got out of the box. I mean, you get out of the box, it's broken, or it breaks in an hour. You spend $45 on some robot and it breaks in an hour. And, you know, it's like used to America was known for quality, or Japan still is. They know what they're doing, like a Toyota car or a Honda.
No, it's true. That's why German-engineered cars are usually the best, too. It's sad to think that these days when you're buying a vehicle, you think, well, as long as I don't get something that's American-made, unless it's the higher-end one, then I'm pretty much...
But America got better. The statistics are better.
Yeah. It has actually increased. And then that's also, I think, why we're seeing more quality stores. Like just McDonald's, for example, losing all the money. It's because competitors to Whole Foods are rising up. And that's why Whole Foods recently was on the news, had to lower their prices. Because competitors in the organic U.S. market are coming in. And that's the same for furniture and cars and toys and everything.
Competition is the answer.
It is. And as we see the bureaucracy decrease, we'll see the capitalistic competition increase, if that ever happens.
I totally agree.
$2 trillion in bureaucracy laws and regulations last year.
Well, you can find the whole family of InfoWarsLife.com products at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. If you're above 40 and you're not taking Prostagard, you're insane. And I mean, if you're not filtering your water, you're insane with a filter that cuts out glyphosate. I mean, glyphosate's worse than fluoride because it's in everything. And I mean, look at the Mayo Clinic. I never even got to that yesterday. I barely Mayo Clinic on Saw Palmetto, one ingredient in our formula.
And this is not an endorsement of our product, but it is talking about Saw Palmetto, and this is really powerful. So this is from the Mayo Clinic, super, super respected, number one hospital in the United States every single year. Saw Palmetto is used popularly in Europe to treat symptoms of enlarged prostate. Although it is not considered the standard of care in the United States, it is most popular herbal treatment for this condition. More than 2 million American men use Saw Palmetto for enlarged prostate, and it is commonly recommended as an alternative treatment by the U.S. FDA. That's some powerful stuff right there.
Because, and then it goes into what it does.
Because you go to your doctor, and what do they say? Oh, it's time to start radiation. Immediately. It's time to start radiation. You name it. We're going to go in.
I can't tell you how many 50, 60, 70-year-old guys that we're going to have surgery that then tell me, that's why it's such a popular product here. The ads everywhere for prostate mm-hmm. stuff. We just saw Palmetto because it just shrinks up and it's back, and then suddenly it's working again.
And then critics say, well, there's been a lot of research. Saw Palmetto is great, but there's some things that it's not good for. That's where lycopene comes in. It's the new Saw Palmetto. That's why we put in this formula. This is actually groundbreaking. This is really new. A formula that includes selenium, Saw Palmetto, lycopene, vitamin D, copper,
zinc,
plant sterol, zinc. This is all of the things. So if you're taking Saw Palmetto, great, you're doing a good job. But then someone can come in and say, well, it doesn't do this for certain forms of aggressive prostate cancer with type B and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's why we have those. This is a culmination of all of the...
We go to all the top formulators, the top guys, the latest literature, and we make the highest quality product we can for half the price of the leading competitor that doesn't even have all this.
Yeah. And
it's total win.
The reason we talk about this at length is because we're proud of it. You see, people with products, they want to hawk and they want to push on you that aren't high quality. They say, oh, well, we have this, by the way. We sit here and talk about it at length because it's content, it's powerful, it adds value to others, and it adds value to this operation. The brand system of InfoWars Life is so powerful that talking about it is actually thrilling.
I'm going to skip this network break because I got to go to these calls. Anthony, stay with me. You're absolutely right. Look at this. Reckoning at the Fed. I could have spoken the whole show about this. A Hill article about how corrupt the Fed is, how they screwed everything up. I mean, Federal Reserve, in deep trouble. Not federal. Just a hoax after hoax. Let me continue here, ladies and gentlemen, and get to this piece of news. Where did my articles just go? Here it is. why China is taking control of physical gold. Big article there. And it basically shows them hoarding it. The country's currently lobbying to be included in the International Monetary Fund's reserve currency. Gold has a lot to do with that. So they're going to back up their new global currency with that. And then HSBC has come out. The world economy faces a titanic problem. Treasury yields have not risen. Budget deficits not falling. Welfare payments are on the rise. Oh, this was supposed to fix all that. QE Unlimited. But now their chief economist, Stephen King, is already thinking about the next recession. It's already here, folks. We've been telling you. In a note to clients Wednesday, he warns, just like J.P. Morgan did a month ago. We got that internal memo. The world economy is like an ocean liner with lifeboats. If another recession hits, it could be truly titanic struggle for policymakers. You hear that? We're talking about titanic events, sinking events, establishment people making it to the lifeboats. That's why J.P. Morgan's like, prepare for fortress mentality. We are in the command base, but this crisis will be the great decider. This new system we're entering will be unparalleled, and we may survive to dominate everything, but brace yourselves. I mean, whoa. I'm paraphrasing it. That's what he basically said. I mean, what do you think's going on here?
Well, it's pretty simple. All the people that are in the know that are actually going to listen to the top executives that they work for or know personally are going to sit around and they're going to go to the bar and they're going to say, hey, something really bad has happened.
I hang around with, you hang with billionaires.
No, I know.
Who do you think they want to hang around with? Not the average snot nose that wants to watch sports all day.
So we
this is all they talk
about.
The general public just needs to know, folks, we're in trouble.
I spoke to one the other day, and he is the kind of guy that's, he's a fun guy that isn't always stressed out, but he just looked at me and he just said, just be prepared, just start saving money. And that's all he said. And these people are also really smart because they're not going to tell you exactly what's going on because they hear from their buddy who's, you know, has the insider information. But everyone knows at that level that none of the general public is going to listen to you. They're going to tell their friends and their family, and that's what J.P. Morgan is doing. They're going to warn the people that will listen. But the other 95% of people are not going to listen, and they're going to criticize Alex Jones for going on the air and even talking about J.P. Morgan saying that. And that's how it turns into this never-ending strategy of we can say anything we want anywhere, and no one's going to listen, and they're going to attack the messenger. They laugh about it, and they think it's funny. That's why they say the economy's imploding, get ready, get prepared, to those maybe less than 1% of the people that actually are going to take action and do things, and this audience included. And then the rest of the people are going to run around and say you're a conspiracy theorist until it happens again.
You're right. I don't want Alex to hang up. I need to start, guys, make me start reading what people say. Wife got visited by TSA at work. Yeah, that's the new thing. They're on the streets. And I saw them 14 years ago say they do that. People are like, how do you know that? They said they would. It's like, how do we know they're going to replace the troops with robots? They said. I mean, you know, they said they put fluoride in the water to dumb us down. I mean, you know. And then Smith on Jade Helm and Sean on health comments. I may just end up doing the whole hour here because I just want to keep rolling here, Anthony. This is key intel we're going over. But we're going to go to these calls in a moment. But first, I've been promising yesterday and today to play this. I want to play a clip from The Five now on Monday. And I was going to cover it Tuesday, and this is just one of many TV shows attacking us, but they're saying how dare Senator Cruz, Abbott, listen to Alex Jones. Well, I'm like somebody at the parapet going, enemy forces just came over the hill. They're there. Not that the military is the enemy. The globalists are in control of this. They're acclimating. And so they want to ridicule this when everybody knows we're going into a police state. Let's go ahead and go to this clip and analyze it. They got Texas flags on the TVs. They're sitting around.
There are all kinds of conspiracy theories floating around about an upcoming Pentagon training exercise called Operation Jed Helm 15. It's a program that's going to run 8 weeks in 7 states beginning in July with troops practicing certain military maneuvers.
Oops.
In Texas, the prospect of armed federal troops has sparked an avalanche of speculation, including fears of a government conspiracy to launch a hostile takeover of the state.
Good pause. In the words of John Stewart, they already took over. We're pointing out that it's an acclimation for just general occupation with the TSA on street corners, as they now are in every major Texas city. I mean, you know, we have the documents. Let's continue with The Five. Here it is.
Although the Defense Department vows there are no such plans to do so, Senator Ted Cruz understands the concern.
I understand the reason for concern and uncertainty because the federal government has not demonstrated itself to be trustworthy in this administration. The natural consequence is that many of the citizens don't trust what it's saying.
Oh, boy. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry understands as well, but thinks Americans can trust the military.
I don't think it's a problem to question your government. I do it on a regular basis, and I think that's a healthy thing to question your government. I don't think it's particularly healthy to question the military.
Good pause. The military is run by the politicians that are putting us under secret treaties right now. I mean, imagine how they talk to us like we're five. We're talking about the command of the military. It'd be like in World War II, if the Nazis had propaganda going, it's okay to question Hitler, but don't question our military. I mean, it is just insane. Let's continue here. Let's go back.
Wow, and Governor Abbott of Texas has apparently sent the National Guard out to make sure the Army doesn't get too out of control. So can we just all agree?
Why don't you show what he said? He said to allay fears and to monitor the feds is a state function. We'll have them there. And they're actually working with them in some of the more legitimate drills. Let's go back to the club.
Eric, can you and I agree on this?
I'm not sure that that was a fair setup to Ted Cruz and even Rick Perry. Look, this is inspired. The Jade Helm 15 conspiracy theorists are inspired by Alex Jones, the nutjob radio guy who actually was asked to go on to ABC and didn't, for some reason over the weekend, didn't show up for that segment.
I'm ready to come on live via satellite, please, right now. Okay? I mean, this was in hundreds of papers saying that I'm a chicken. I mean, this is the dirty tricks I got to pull. No, none of my listeners buy it. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to come on right now. Your show. So, see, you can't even discredit what I stand for, so you just sit there and act like I wouldn't come on ABC. In fact, I want my listeners to call Fox News. Guys, can you find me Fox News phone number in New York? I want an article out by whoever wants to write it around here challenging Fox News, ABC, everybody. I'm ready to marathon. I'm ready. If you want to have me on when I'm here, I will have David Knight do the show tomorrow, and I will come. In fact, I'll fly to New York to be on the 5 right now. I mean, it is just, I just hit this and broke my...
I think you're cowering in fear, as ABC News says. Look at you. You're cowering in fear at the opportunity.
I just hit the table and just broke the audio thing. I have no audio now. I'm cowering in fear. Everybody knows I'm cowering in fear. It's like I'm going up at the club that's going, ah! And it's like that I'm afraid to go on the show.
That is the face of fear of an interview.
Blah, blah, man, I'm going to be able to keep doing overdrive. I'm afraid to do my own show now. I just faked breaking that. I'm so shook up. I won't be able to hear the audio, but I'll just go back to it. Here we go. Can you guys come jack this into something else, another wire in here? Let's just do it live on air right now. It's not. I don't need another headpiece. I need to plug into one of the guest plugins right here. That's all I need. I hit something and broke the connection in here to my hookup.
He was too afraid to go on ABC News.
I'm too afraid right now. That's why I'm going 30 minutes over the show. That's why I won't even take calls to have guests half the time. I'm afraid to talk. I'm so scared of being on air. They were in here live yesterday with two other hookups, so maybe we got it. Anyways, I can't even go back to the clip right now. Thank you, sir. Okay. Yes, I have audio. It's back. You'll see I broke it. I don't know how I did that.
A breaking thing.
I know. I'm so afraid. That's why I'm taking on the whole new world order. Let's go ahead and go back to him saying I'm afraid. Here we go.
Look, Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther. He's an Oklahoma City truther, and any opportunity he can to perpetuate as conspiracy theory, he will. Simulation, military simulation, is an important way of training people for an emergency.
Well,
you don't want to do it after or during. You want
to
do it before, and that's all this is what this is about.
But Kimberly, what's weird to me about this is you've got the governor of Texas. The governor of Texas saying, I can understand people's concerns, so I'm going to deploy the National Guard to make sure that the army, the military doesn't get out of control. Is that a little too far?
Well, I don't know. It's a little excessive.
A little.
But the thing is, obviously he has a constituency that is really giving him a panic attack about this because they're probably very vocal minority that feels that this is the case. So they're going to be calling him. They're going to be emailing. They're going to be driving him nuts.
There's
got to
be something. Tiny vocal minority.
Why this is not
true. It's a talking point.
If
they were blaming
the
Paul says 45%.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't say I'm on with them because they'll claim I didn't show up for that and cancel it.
Most of our military. Maybe go for a blue state with all the gun laws that are better, California or Vermont or Washington, something like that. That's the one to shoot.
back her up. As if we said they're physically taking over. She's like, they pick an easier state. What? They're just do they show anything we have to say? They just make crap up, lie to their victim audience of, I'm sorry, elderly people on dialysis. I mean, that's they're talking to people barely hanging on to their lives who think, you know, that nice young lady.
We're on the march. The Empire.
We're going to go to Alex when we come back.
Alex Jones Smith and the GCN Radio Network.
Maybe I'm afraid I'll run out of here. Oh, what's going on here? I'm afraid.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Anthony, you can take the show. I can't be live. I'm too afraid of ABC and the media. And the five, they say I'm afraid to go on air. That's why I'm taking on the globalists and the New World Order to do all this. Anthony, you've got to protect me from them. Oh, my gosh. No. Again, they're scared to have me on these shows. That's why, I mean, I'll go on Fox anytime. I've been next door, supposed to go on the Politano's show back when he had one, and Glenn Beck threw a fit like 4 years ago. I've been on The View that morning and CNN, the Behar show or whatever her name was, and then... But I'd flown to New York to be on Fox, and they said, no, you can't come on. It's Fox that's afraid to have me on. And maybe somebody out there can search engine. If you actually look in our phone directory, we have the phone numbers of Fox producers that are still good. And so we have their internal phone numbers. But New York,
call them and say the five, Bill O'Reilly, any of them, I'm ready to come on and quote Eisenhower and talk about why this is dangerous. But see, they can't have that, so they got to say I'm scared. So I'm ready to fly to New York, do a New York tour, and go on all these shows. 212-566-3463. Call Fox and say, we want Alex Jones on. Tweet at Fox, at their main Twitter. Tweet at the five and say, I want to come on. Same thing for this week with George Snotnose Nafanopoulos. Okay? 212-566-3463. I'm ready. In fact, I'm sick of these cowards. I'm ready to fly to New York City or D.C. right now. Like, I want to be in studio with them like Piers Morgan. Now, they know I'll dominate. That's why they won't do it, because they're sacks of chicken crap. And they know that I would dominate them with just history. And here's this article about them training for the Patriots. And here's this one. And then there's this film about them taking the guns. And then here's what Eisenhower warned us. I mean, countries get taken over by the military all the time. I'm not blaming the troops. I'm blaming policy. Look at Obama opening the borders up. Everybody knows about this. I mean, I'll just blast them with truth. They call it the avalanche technique of debate. And then it's over. I will laugh at them when they laugh at me. I won't cower and play games with them. So they have to announce that I'm scared to go on with them and misrepresent that Texas has got a lot of guns. They ought to try to invade California. Somebody can laugh at Alex Jones and go, he thought they tried to invade Texas to take our guns. It'll never happen. You like how I do that? Okay. It's Porky Pig beats Gomer Pyle. Meets Foghorn Leghorn. I say, get away from me, boy. You bother me. How about I come up with the five, and I take all those ladies out at night? I mean, you know, just take them out to dinner. And I will be there to chaperone the ladies and make sure they behave themselves. Because I'll go further. Ladies, I'm scared of ladies. And I'm very scared to take you out to dinner. Of course, they're not really that attractive. But the point is that still, I can tell you ladies haven't been around a real man in a while. And so let me just say, we'll all get a hotel room, and I'll teach you how to play tiddlywinks. All right, I'm joking. It's a family show. I'm just joking. Have a little bit of fun.
You'd cower in fear.
I'd cower in fear. Anthony, you know how I cower in fear.
You would cower in fear.
I would absolutely cower in fear. I love it. What other tricks do you think they're going to pull to claim? Because everybody says, why don't you have him on? So they just claim I don't show up.
Well, why don't they just say that we tried to invite him on, but he didn't respond? That might happen. Oh, we tried to get him on. We sent him an email, but he didn't respond to us. He doesn't want to come on because he's a coward. That's how easy it is. Just like, oh, he didn't show up because we didn't actually send a car until 10 minutes before, so now he's a coward, quite frankly. And then notice, Fox News hates ABC News. Yet they're backing them up. There's a unilateral push against the Jade Helm, quote-unquote, conspiracy that it's actually even happening now. And they're just all unifying together, just like they did for Obama, just saying, this is really good. Jade Helm is great. Everyone who says it's bad is insane. And for the first time, Fox News now is going and quoting Stephanopoulos and talking about how great he is. Isn't that interesting?
But they could even play that sensational clip of me making a joke about a hotel room with him. I'm giving him stuff right now. But they know it's so sensational, it gives us so much attention. But we already have a big audience that's growing. We don't need you. But I'll be happy to come on and mop the floor with you and your faux tough guy. In fact, I'll challenge that host to a boxing match. Bare knuckle. He looks like a pretty tough guy. Doesn't matter. I'll knock his teeth out and break his nose because I'm afraid. Get in the ring with me and I will stomp your ass into the ground. And let's do it in Vegas with all the proper stuff. We can give it to the charity if you want. Because I'm a coward. How's that sound?
I'd put a bet on that.
Absolutely. But they're not real showmen. They're there for corporate executives to load their teleprompter like a Pez dispenser, and then they just sit there and spout BS at people.
Well, you could tell that, too, because she kept messing up the words. You know, she was reading the teleprompter very quickly, saying, you know,
she sounded like she had a
helm and twoops.
She sounded like she had a foot-long chili dog shoved in her mouth. All right, I'm going to stop. I kind of get bad in the third hour, fourth hour, look out. I start losing control. Let's go back to these idiots up there lying to their viewers.
Over anything.
state, it wouldn't be Texas. They are probably better armed than most of our military. Maybe go for a blue state with all the gun laws that are about, like California or Vermont or Washington, something like that. That's the one to shoot for.
You just let Texas secede. What do you think with this kind of behavior?
Yeah, no, but the fact is, the government has taken over some states. We know that. By the way,
they're doing this. I can name them, but I don't have time.
Right. this is all being done to distract us from the chemtrails. The chemtrails are what's ruining us. By the way, the thing that kills me about conspiracy theorists is they believe that they reflect like a higher intelligence or a higher skepticism or a sense of awareness, when in fact every conspiracy theorist you know is gullible. They're the guys that always forward you with the email that's been forwarded 1,000 times.
I'm just saying.
You gotta lie to me.
You gotta speculate. A lot of it's gonna be wrong, but not from us.
And they're so insulting and cruel.
Show us what we did was wrong.
Saying that what happened in Boston, when the bodies were still fresh, was a false flag operation performed by the FBI. While these people are mourning their dead,
right.
They're the worst and they're the most gullible and the dumbest people. I can't stand them.
I just don't like that they show everyone's email on there and right? That's the most.
Oh, you're more mad about the forwarded email.
Oh, yeah. So, Dana, you work for a guy who used to be governor of Texas.
Now we forwarded everyone's email.
Well, you know, I'm confused about something.
We didn't even say the FBI. We said, we don't know. These brothers were under CIA control. That came out in the news. There was a drill. There was clearly a stand down. There's a cover up. Something's going on.
How is it a conspiracy theory that's bad for the federal military to come into Texas as a state and do training again?
And then interact in civilian clothes doing simulated illegal things. While we have new video of them training to confiscate guns in South Carolina.
I'll tell you why, though, because it's an emotion-backed response that he just gave to that by saying people are crazy and chemtrails and Hitler and Boston and talking about victims dying and crying. That therefore.
How dare him not like the victims? How dare him not like the troops?
I could go into a mall. Right, and I could watch someone shoot 5 people, and then the cops questioned me. I can't talk. There were so many dead victims. It just hurt me so bad. Okay. You know, you're not allowed to talk about anything any further. If you say, well, people are crying, and there was victims, and there was bloodshed, that just derails any argument. That's why 9/11 is so successful. People died. It's so sad. Of course it is. Of course it's sad.
What was that Ben Affleck movie that just came out that was so good? I don't even like Affleck. He's a horrible. Gone Girl, but in that, like, she's been through a lot. She can't talk to the detectives right now. She's like,
that's a perfect example.
Yeah.
And after, basically, not to give the whole, who cares, but anyway, basically, this woman, it's a long story, but she had committed the crime she was guilty of, and they were asking about it, and she said, I'm just so sad. Don't you understand? I'm in emotional distress. And let's let her go, guys. That's
well, everything they did was that Texas is tough. Army couldn't take them. Everything is to manipulate their audience.
Well, why is John Stewart so big? It's because he's not actually sitting there spewing facts and information. He's making an emotional mockery of it, which then says to your body, okay, this is just funny. It's like if you're in an argument. The best way to defuse an argument in a relationship is to make a joke and lighten the spirits, not to actually logically conclude the...
I know, you can be in arguments with women and just make a joke.
Yeah.
Don't have the argument.
Just make a joke about it. That's the ultimate
thing. No, listen. I was joking around earlier. I would actually like to go up to Fox, the Five. I'll take them all out to dinner. And then if both those guys want to get in a bare-knuckle box match with me, I'm serious. I'll challenge them both to a fight, since I'm such a coward.
And you'll cower in fear in the match.
If any of these guys ever call me on it, I'm going to go and get in the ring with them.
Hey, forget Mayweather versus Pacquiao. This is the fight of 2015.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be holding him. I'm not going to be moving out of the way.
Yeah, pretending.
I'm going to come up and want to get hit in the head to turn it on.
just challenge all your enemies to a boxing match.
Oh, I'm just doing it as a joke, because then, remember on Piers Morgan, they said, no, we're going to kill you.
Yeah, I know. And then they said, oh, I would like to take a gun out and shoot him. But that's okay, though. That's okay that they said that. But could you imagine if you said that?
Well, she said, we'll do it wearing a uniform.
Yeah.
The ambassador's daughter, and they're all, ooh, yeah, let's go. As if wearing a uniform gives them some kind of power.
It's okay if you do anything, as long as you're in a uniform.
Absolutely. Let's, a lot of those guys look like they probably wear like ice cream truck uniforms. let's go. Yeah. Let's go. When they have puppies in the back. Let's go. Lollipops. Anyways, let's go ahead and go back to the club. Here it is.
Could you imagine?
No, and I actually think that it's a setup for Cruz and Perry, and even talking about Abbott.
She's on medication.
I actually think that they're in a position of responsibility to give some tough love. So,
yeah.
But you just said about
some
Alex Jones,
love.
That job, this is not true, that actually should have come from them.
Agreed.
You're saying the talking point.
The five, we can... Who are we? We are nobody. But if you're in a position of elected leadership...
Pause. Back it up. They're saying, call Alex Jones a nut job, denounce him. This is the new litmus test.
Well, that's a great way to attack.
So like when the enemy's got you chained down torturing you, denounce him. And usually it's like, the show whose name we will not utter. Why? Because I'm going to show you government documents at army.mil where they're trending to take your guns and take your town over.
The ultimate,
I mean, they don't like that.
The ultimate form of flattery is not mentioning you by name. When they actually have to mention you by name, it means they're so desperate that they now are forcing other people to denounce you by attacking them. That's their strategy.
Well, they're saying, listen, and they've been saying denounce me for 5 weeks.
It's a threat. It's saying, look, guys, look, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, everybody, denounce Alex Jones or we're going to keep attacking you. Even Fox News is not going to be on your side. We're unilaterally going to push against you as a media conglomerate if you do not
denounce. And I'm told the other shows are all doing it. Denounce him. Denounce him. Denounce him. You want to denounce me? Like a body size? Like, you want to do it? You go ahead and do it.
I need to just, actually, what I need to do is I need to sit here with my thumbs up or down like a gladiatorial trial and just put my thumbs down. And just cower in fear.
I just love how they say I'm afraid.
Oh, you're absolutely afraid, obviously. Sitting here challenging them to a boxing match, let alone an interview, I think you're obviously desperately afraid of them. Not to mention, what's the whole, you've been on those shows countless times. It's funny to me, you're on The View. I mean... You know, you've been on the mainstream media television programs over and over again. It's not like it's some big deal. They act like it's some...
I'm, like, well-known for showing up to everything.
Like, he won't be on ABC. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's not even that big.
No, it's meant to mean, like, I'm hiding under the table and I'm afraid to defend myself.
Right. But your voice is every single day on the radio. Why don't they talk about that? They don't actually want to talk about anything you say. And you'll notice that I've never seen one time, not one time, have they actually played a full clip from your show where you're actually reaching your conclusion and beginning your conclusion. They always take a little snippet that makes you sound...
It's like an invasion map.
Yeah, exactly.
Clip, you know.
But everyone else gets the justice of at least 30 seconds of a clip, and they know they can use 30 seconds. They could use 2 minutes.
Well, they wouldn't even play the whole Ted Cruz where he says people don't trust Obama and why.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to give any credibility. I mean, Obama's power-grabbing everything. Here, let's go back to the clip and then to your calls, Alex and others.
That actually should have come from them.
Agreed.
That should not from the five. I mean, the five, we can... Who are we? Who are we? We are nobody. But if you're in a position of elected
leadership...
Back
it up 10 seconds. Who are you? You're the former propagandist for George W. Bush. Perino or Perina or whatever your name is. Dog food is your name. Lady, if you want to ride my Mercedes, I'm sorry. The point is... No, I'm quoting Sir Mix-a-Lot. The point is... I saw you get up and say there was no inflation or there was no dollar devaluation when the dollar lost 30% of its value like 8-9 years ago. I mean, you are a consummate BS artist who will read off a teleprompter. You are nobody. Let's get that straight, ding-dong. And by the way, I'm ready to be attacked by all these Republicans. Do you know why these Republicans are the leaders of the pack and why Abbott won so big? Because their constituents have read the Army documents and the news articles admitting the military is trying to take on the Patriots. So keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses. Please, folks, call Fox News, tweet them, tell them I'm ready right now. They're like, oh, yeah, you really want to be on our show? Actually, yeah, I would get a lot of publicity out of it. Not just they have 3 million viewers, but they ended up being big news. In fact, I really should have just submitted. I had a plan. I said, I'll only do live. They said, sure, of course it's going to be live. And then the day before, 2 days before on Friday, on this week, they said, oh, it's going to be taped now. We'll pick you up at 8. We'll tape at 8:30, and then it airs at, you know, I was like, okay, whatever. Next thing, we're going to pick you up at 6. These are the emails. We put them out. And we're like, I'm like, I told Nico, I said, nope, tell them it's just, you know, basically, I'll do the 8 or I'll do the thing live. I'm done. We didn't hear back, so I'm done. Then they send a car to me live. 12 minutes before airtime. We couldn't even have probably gotten to the studio. I'm in my underwear. My kids have just gotten up, wandering around saying, cook me breakfast. I looked at my daughters. They were asking for food. There's nobody there to keep the kids. So I told them, I guess I'm not doing it. So, no, I'm not going. But see how they it's just ridiculous. Here, let's go back to the clip.
In position of responsibility to give some tough love. So,
yeah.
But you just said about Alex Jones, nut job, this is not true. That actually should have come from them.
Agreed.
That's not from the five. I mean, the five.
We can.
Who are we? We are nobody. But if you're in a position of elected leadership,
don't remind him, please. He's fragile.
Well, I have to say, Rick Perry, to his credit, called it like for what it is. He basically said this is nuts. Rick Perry, congratulations, actually stood up.
Oh, you gave us a question.
Who came out and said this is crazy and we should.
Hit pause. I'm gonna stand for them. Okay, just close shot on the camera. On me. For you, please throw me a fish. I'll bounce a ball on my nose. There's no police state, no NSA spying. The military's not trained to take over the United States in hundreds of news articles. Everything's fine. And I apologize, Jade Helms, no big deal. Now give me a fish, Fox News. They'll probably play that clip. I don't care. All it does is bring me more audience. They find the truth, slime balls. The truth trumps piles of steaming, traitorous, cowardice filth. I'll never be a coward like you, no matter what stunt you pull. And that's why neither one of you little punks will get in the ring with me. Now let's go ahead and go back to the clip.
I understand the skepticism, after all, since we do have a Kenyan-born president.
That's true. I've been to Kenya, and I saw his
home. What's that all about?
There you go. That was it. It was actually such a good segment.
We're back in high school where we laugh. Where we laugh at the kid that's in astronomy class, the mathematician who'll end up owning the computer company. And it's, we never grew up. We just laugh. I'm skipping this final network break. I'm shook up right now. See, let me tell you something, guys, at Real Teleprompters. I built this company. I run this. I call the shots. I skip network breaks when I want to and lose $3,000-$4,000. Do you get to do that? No, because you're not your own man. You're not a trailblazer. You're not an American. You're a collaborating sack of crap. I want to go to these calls. But, Anthony, any comments you have, and we'll go to the calls.
What does it mean when all of these media groups that apparently hate each other are coming together and just attacking you and forcing everyone to denounce you or else with all these weird threats? Does it mean that they're so desperate now that they
seems
know
I have the
audience is big? And perhaps it's because they're preemptively attacking you before 2016 elections as they know you have a big voice in it and they want to disarm you to ensure that you actually, in their plan, which you, it won't work, to try and ensure that you don't have a voice in the 2016 elections.
Well, you know how this Emperor Palpatine, when he's under attack and he needs help, he's
gets
weak.
More powerful.
These people are such little cowards. I love it. They don't get I'm enjoying all of this.
And because they
good, good.
They think in the mindset of a corporate drone reporter where they, if they mess up, they get fired or whatever happens. You don't care. Your audience is still going to be there because they know you're real. And you can do pretty much.
I'm in a death battle. I'm ready for them to come after me. I don't even care.
Exactly.
Hey, if something happens to me, this whole thing's happening. I'll just become more powerful long after I'm shoveled into my grave. I don't even care about me. It's not about ego. It's about fighting the tyranny. I win no matter what. It's just they don't understand it. They're like they're blind, Anthony.
They don't have the developed neurological systems, whatever you want to call it, spiritual, whatever, to understand a purpose greater than their own actions. So that when they're doing these things, they're conniving and attacking, they don't understand that you're not actually just conniving things. You're actually pushing a message that you care about more than yourself and more than
exactly. I'm committed to it. I sure I get hyped up to do it because it is. It takes some chutzpah. But I mean, at the end of the day, that's it. I mean, I know the world they're protecting is what's destroying us.
Yes.
And so all I can do is set my will against them.
And that's all they know, though. So you're operating on this level of will and power, and that's how you do all this with, you know, even with no sleep.
Well, that's how anybody does it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's happened throughout history. It's just now you're standing on this precipice, on this peak amount, where we're hitting into 2016, which is going to be an insane year for everyone. And they're freaking out, saying, what are we going to do when we lose control? And that's the result.
Well, they're also getting ready for the financial collapse, and I hope it doesn't come, but all the indicators are there. And then there'll be troops rolling around the streets, and they're going to go, he hates the troops. I mean, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Alex. I really appreciate holding, and then Smith and others. You're a real trooper, Alex. You say your wife got visited by the TSA at work. Of course, that's in the news. I don't just believe the caller. It's infrastructure protection, but pretty soon it's down to the Walmarts. What happened?
Well, Alex, pretty much, I was on my way back, back home with my wife. She sent me a text and said that, the TSA is here at work, and she works in the, city TOC, which is the traffic operations center. You know, where they have, like, the video cameras everywhere, and they monitor the traffic accidents.
I knew it'd be an infrastructure protection area. Yeah. The feds are taking over the infrastructure, but go ahead.
Yeah, but anyways, she texted me and like she said that they have never had an inspection. The TSA is there for like a random inspection. She said that the feds have never ever been there. They randomly came in, and she said the reason was for they're doing a security assessment of surface transportation. And I know, like I've been listening to you for a while.
And notice that's when the train just happened. They're claiming a projectile hit one, whether it was terror or not. Get ready for more TSA.
Yeah.
It's a rollout of everything. I mean, but that's a conspiracy theory to have known facts and then extrapolate. I mean, you might get laughed at by Fox News. We better not talk like this, Alex. They control reality. Didn't you know? And don't use the word bossy because that makes feminists mad. We better do what they say, too. How's that sound?
Absolutely. I completely agree with you.
I mean, isn't it just easier, Alex, just to submit and do what the smart people say? Or tarts on TV might laugh at us.
Oh, yeah, I know. Because, like, apparently my IQ that's over, like, 100 does not really count for anything at all.
Well, so the TSA, it's more about federalization. What are the feds doing showing up at your traffic relay system? They're showing up everywhere. But I was guessing, I hadn't talked to you yet, that it'd be infrastructure. It's power plants, it's road interchanges, it's construction companies, it's food processing. But they said in the C-SPAN briefing where they said everything they do in 2002, I watched it for 2 hours. That's why I'm an expert, because I saw them say it. Every job will be approved through your national ID card, which is the driver's license. It's already standardized. To have a job, you'll have to go through TSA. And that's what InstaCheck is now, to make sure you're a good person. You go in for an interview. They're getting you ready where everyone's going to get an interview. But sometimes in the line, you'll be taken away. They're still all going to be there. But that's how they do it. It's very loving. Anything else, Alex?
No, but like I trust them wholeheartedly, completely, because everything they do is for the good of me and my kids.
Good. That's more like it. Let's take another evil person's call. Let's talk to Sean in California. And then Smith. I got to go quick here. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, I got two things. The first is I'm just so, so thankful that I found Dr. Wall through your show. It's changed my life. Everybody needs to get out and get the book Epigenetics. Everybody needs to check out Dr. Wallach and Dr. Glidden. We have to go, you know, against the medical, you know,
the government loves us. Forced inoculations never coming, but now it's here. Just take all the shots and have a convulsion or let your baby die with the shots. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, I love the government. Oh, loving. Inject the black people with syphilis. Trust the government. I'm sorry, go ahead. I was just having a dream of tyranny, take me away. Instead of a bubble bath, tyranny, take me away. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We have to get back to basics and get the nutrients we need. Like Wallach said, everybody listening right now, if you haven't got the book or watched, you got to check out Wallach.
It is. It's revolutionary. I'm going to jump. God bless you. I just got to jam in a few more. Smith in Virginia. You're going to be our tail gunner. Sorry to the others. Smith from Virginia. We salute you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you taking the call, and I hope this goes out and that the people that can hear it do hear it. Jade Helm, the jade, and jade helm stands for jadeite. It's a mineral. Hopefully everybody will look into this helm, this helmet. They've been tracking for about 8 months, a 2.5 mile wide asteroid that's going to hit off the coast of South America between September the 15th and the 28th, is what they think. That's why they've moved troops into that area. And that's why
I got to jump, but I'll look into that. Ladies and gentlemen, now they'll say that I said that on the news, but who knows? Ladies and gentlemen, I know a big asteroid's passing by today, just like something like 400 miles or something. Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now live to Planet Klandathu, where our brave forces are battling, led by General Hillary Clinton. It's a Starship Troopers joke. Would you like to know more? Good job, Tony. All right, that's it. Up, up, and away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I want more candy. I want more.
love video games. Why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.